Welcome to your 5 for today. I will need to change my old car soon, before it lets me down or becomes too expensive to repair. At the moment, I am not sure what car to replace it with. I know the last word in cars is the Rolls-Royce, but I'm sure that I do not need to explain to you why that is out of the question for me. We use the expression the last word in different ways. Sometimes it means the very best available, as in this case, the top of the range. We probably know somebody who always likes to have the last word, especially when there is disagreement. This is not a good feature, and needs grace on our part to deal with somebody who thinks they are always right. Then we have famous last words. We need to judge if these words are worthy of remembering. Now imagine this scene. "When are you going to tidy your bedroom, John?" a mother asked her son. "Oh, I'll do it tomorrow," was the reply. "But I've been asking you to tidy your bedroom for weeks now, and always you say, 'I'll do it tomorrow.' It's your famous last words." Historians love to record the last words of great men and women. Lord Nelson, at the Battle of Trafalgar, famously said on his dying day, "England expects every man to do his duty," and not long after was mortally wounded. I remember being moved when reading the story of Captain Scott of Antarctic. In 1912, Scott's party had reached the South Pole, only to find a Norwegian flag planted there. The Norwegian explorer Amundsen was the first to reach the pole and had beaten them by 4 weeks. Faced now with a return journey, Scott's disappointed men set off as the weather dramatically closed in. Day after day battling blizzard conditions and very low temperatures, the men made very slow progress with frostbite and grew increasingly weak. Details of this tragic tale were recovered in Scott's logbook later, recording how food was running low. Then, sadly, Edgar Evans died. Lawrence Oates realized that his presence in the party was a drag on proceedings, and if he wasn't with them any longer, there would be more food to share around and survival chances for the rest would be somewhat enhanced. So he made a very selfless and brave decision. He unloosed the door of the tent, and the last words of this man were, "I'm going out, and maybe I'll be some time." Evidently, he walked and walked until he could walk no longer, and collapsed with exhaustion and died in the snow. He wanted to give his own life in the hope that he might save the lives of his friends and colleagues. We know that this was to no avail, as the remainder of the expedition perished without reaching base camp. This reminds us of another man that selflessly gave his life for others, and this was none other than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The difference between what happened in Antarctica in 1912 and at Calvary so long before is that this life was surrendered and avails for all those who will receive eternal life by faith. The sinless Saviour died and rose triumphantly, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The last words of the old man Simeon as he saw the infant Christ were, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." The last words of the dying thief on the cross were, "Lord, remember me." The last words of the Saviour on the cross were, "It is finished. Salvation's work completed." The last words of the Saviour in the last chapter of the last book in the Bible were, "Behold, I come quickly." It will be wonderful for the Christian to hear these first words in glory. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. Thank you for listening.